Rusty Quill presents.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is chisme ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, listeners. It's creator of Spirit Box Radio, Pippin here, and this is the Spirit Box Radio Season 2 Q&A. I'm just going to dive immediately into it. So, our first question is from Snarky Wallflower. If major arcana are suspended at the moment of death, does that mean if a major arcana has a really bad short haircut, they're just stuck with it for the rest of time? Because the bodies do seem like they can be edited, for example, Oliver's tattoos, but it's not like your hair or nails are going to grow if your body is being kept at the exact same as when you made your deal. Okay, so I'm not going to get super detailed on this because it's one of those things that's like stepping in from outside of the plot, if that makes sense. So you've kind of answered your own question here. Their bodies can be permanently changed, but like there has to be a choice and deliberate intent involved. Arcanism is all like vibes. That description, suspended at the moment of death, is like it's gesturing towards them not necessarily being living, if that makes sense. They're on the threshold, stuck there, suspended. And for me, it comes from a place of tapping back into the recurring visual motif of threads. Like, they're suspended by a thread. They're hanging there, if that makes sense. So, yeah, it's funnier. If it's funnier to you, if they're stuck with the same hairstyle for eternity, a la Anne Rice vampires, so be it. But it's not something that I've thought about at length. That they don't age. So factor that into your calculations. Okay, the next question is another Snarky Wallflower one. Why does Oliver call Sam Magpie? Is there reasoning behind that, or did you just think it was cute? It is cute, isn't it? But that's not why. One for sorrow is why. There's this whole poem about magpies, and seeing one magpie alone is bad luck. Specifically, one for sorrow. It's if you see one magpie, it's a sign of oncoming loss, like an omen of death. If you go back, you'll notice that the pet name Sam uses most commonly for Oliver throughout season 2 is Love. And this is the last Snarky Wallflower question. Do you have a current favourite podcast? No, but here are some at the top of my list. The Silt Verses, The White Vault, Hello from the Hollowoods, and Monstrous Agonies. They're always ones I'm recommending all the time. They're all very good. Isaac asks, how long did you know you wanted Kitty to be killed and come back as a Major Arcana? Was there any foreshadowing in season one that we missed? As Jessie, who plays Kitty, can confirm, Kitty's death has been the plan since the start of the show. There's a lot to indicate that she'll go on to be a Major Arcana in season one, most notably that Sam calls her the Investigator. But the thing with foreshadowing is that it often doesn't mean anything until the reveal itself has happened. There's a lot of foreshadowing for a lot of big plot points, but foreshadowing's job is meant to be resonant and lay the groundwork for plot beats, so don't feel badly if you're not someone who's a conspiracy type. A lot of the times it's only going to make sense once the reveal has happened. And a lot of the stuff with Kitty is like that, I think. Will, who plays Oliver, asks, what would you say you're most proud of in season two? I think probably I'm most proud of the sound design in the later episodes of season two. I feel like I've come a long way on that front, and I'm really proud of how much I've learned and how much my skills as a sound designer have developed as I've continued to work on the show. Particular moments I'm proud of sound design wise were 227's big fight moments, the whole of 235, and the spirit box sound effects in the finale. Tal asks, ooh, what was most difficult not to talk about while season two aired? Sam being death, the Oliver love Sam death thing in general, Kitty dying and coming back as a Major Arcana, those are really difficult to keep under wraps. But it's really been one of those things where it's like, I've just wanted to kind of beam the entire story out of my brain directly. There have been some real moments. I'm not usually bad at keeping quiet, but there have been some real, like, tenuous moments where I've almost said something. Cal asks, which character's health do I need to be most worried for in season three? That would be telling, wouldn't it? Billy, who plays Scourge, asks, how long have you been planning the Horseman storyline, and how long did you know you wanted Sam to be death? Just like the how long have you known you were killing Kitty question, the answer is rather boringly since the beginning. Scourge, strife, scarcity, and Sam, pestilence, famine, war, and death. I drew on a lot of religious and mythological symbology when I was developing the concepts that underpin everything in Spirit Box Radio, so this is just like an aspect of that. A thing to bear in mind about like the way I write is that I'm usually a very endings focused writer, so anything that's like kind of a big reveal I've typically been planning since the beginning. Billy asks, where did I get the idea to use Gary as the voice of my in-show dad? For those of you who don't know, Gary, who plays the man in the flat cap in Spirit Box Radio, is my dad in real life. Where did I get the idea from? Working with my dad to record Clockwork Bird was great. My dad is a fabulous actor, but rarely gets a chance to do it now, so it was really fun to give him the chance. I really enjoyed him as Detective Dave in Clockwork Bird, but his speciality has always been like ominous villains. I remember when I was a kid, he played Sweeney Todd in this local theatre production. So I wanted to give him a chance to do that in my shows, and that's why he plays the character that he does. It's also like a nice metatextual reference, you know? Tal asks, if you could go for coffee with one Spirit Box Radio character, who would it be and why? Right now, probably Ingra, because I reckon they'd be great to gossip with. Rouge Likes and Running asks, what's Rytidia's skincare routine? All that mud must make her glow. I feel like you've answered your own question there. I think she probably just soaks and goes, you know? It's probably quite difficult to know how old she is. She almost definitely wouldn't wash the mud off, though, so she's probably kind of crusty. And finally, the last question we have is, will we see any of the cultists again? Asking for no particular reason. And that's a question from Nigel. Some of them, yeah. But most of the ones we've heard from have now been eaten. Okay, so that's all for this Q&A, folks. I hope that was a fun and dandy time. It's quite a brief one. I apologise for that. But yes, thank you so much for all of your questions. And you will hear from me again next week in some capacity. And stay spooky.
Tune in. Get spooky.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.